Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Looking around the room, and I see John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Chevy and Al Franken, and I'm going, oh my God, these guys are really funny. Oh God, what am I going to do? Because now everyone had to tell ideas they had for sketches for this new show. So I think I handled it well. In the corner of Lorne's office, there was a potted plant, big potted plant, that I went behind and ducked down. I didn't want to be revealed as a fraud. I knew I couldn't compete with these guys. They were hysterically funny. So the meeting starts, and I'm squatting behind this plant. And the meeting is going on. People are telling their ideas for sketches. And all of a sudden, I hear from the other side of the plant, I hear a girl say, "Why are you behind the plant?" I said, "Well, it's roomy. Roomy back here." And she said, "First TV show?" I went, "Yeah." She says, "You're pretty nervous, Alan, aren't you?" I said, "Well, yeah. How you know my name is Alan?" She said, "Well, you're the only one wearing a name tag." She said, is there the extra room back there?" I went, "Why?" She said, "Well, because it's my first TV show and I'm really nervous too." So she came behind the potted plant, and now the two of us are squatting back there while this meeting is going on. And that's how I met my buddy Gilda. We left in 1980. I stayed in New York. I married Robin, and Gilda moved to California. We all dispersed, and Gilda and I had the problem of having a long-distance relationship. You know, it's hard to keep even just a friendship, a platonic friendship, alive across a whole country like that, and it got reduced a little bit from phone calls to just Christmas cards, and I stayed here, and I started writing plays and started getting published. And I moved to L.A. Robin and the kids are back here. We had a home in North Caldwell, New Jersey at the time. And I rented a house. And the day I'm moving in, you know, furniture and whatever, Gilda walks in the door, and she's got this housewarming gift for me. She's got this big potted plant. So we put it in the corner of the room. And I just look at her, and I go, "You look beautiful, honey. How do you feel?" And she says, "Why, Bell, I just found out I don't have Epstein-Barr virus." I said, "That's great, so we can go out." She says, "I have cancer." I said, "What?" She said, "I have ovarian cancer, Why, Bell, and I need you to help me get through this part of my life." And I said, "What do I do?" She said, "Make me laugh." And that became my role in my friend Gilda's life when she got sick. She was such a symbol of courage because she was not going to let this disease get the best of her. She appeared everywhere. She would go to a Laker game with, she didn't have any hair. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would go up to her and go, "I don't have any either." And they would take pictures together. You know, she appeared everywhere, and her mission became to show people that, okay, you've got dealt a weird deck right now. I'm going to deal with it. I'm not going to let this get the best of me.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
All my friends in the chat room, Betty Joe Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Hey, Joe, I'm working on a small computer, so post what your show is going to be in the chat room, and I will read it off for you. Also in Chuck Skull, very funny this morning on Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem, 10 a.m. Monday mornings. I mean, 9 a.m. Sorry, Chuck. Monday mornings. And Saturday nights, it's Rock World with Kat Fikioni. But Chuck Skull this morning, I love Chico's line when he goes, ice cream, he goes, "You can't sell ice cream here." And he goes, "We need a little good humor." That was pretty funny. Steve Mendoza, where have you been? Steve Mendoza's in the chat room. Steve Mendoza, check him out on Facebook. I'm not sure when his shows are running, but Cyanide's in the house. Marco Polo, our favorite game. Betty Joe Tucker. Jackie will be, is this the boxing show tomorrow? Oh, that's pretty cool. What's Jackie's full name so I can say it? Gail Parento introduced us. Please print her full name in the chat room, somebody. She was in that movie starring Meg Ryan about the first boxing manager. So That's a great guess you scored there, Betty Jo Tucker. I'm sure thanks to Gail Parento, who knows everybody. Oh, I met that woman. That was great. I think she stands up. You can see her. She's got like a bit part at the end of the movie as a press person. But it's a great movie. It was about the first female manager of a boxer, I believe. So Betty Jo Tucker movie at the headquarters Tuesday, 4 p.m. It's going to be about boxing movies, so you don't want to miss that. Right, everybody? Yes, Nancy, of course. Talk to yourself. It's radio. That was Rena Strober we heard. Love Rena Strober. She's terrific, isn't she, kids? Love, love, love her. And let me see. I'm looking for something here to play for my friend Gail here. So, well, I'll find it soon. Anyway, don't forget, The Pit. I'll be at The Pit this Sunday. And you want to check that out, 1 p.m., doing the Nancy Lombardo Christmas special. Tickets are $5. Go to The Pit website. It's part of the Solacom Festival. I'm glad to announce that my show was selected as one of the top 10 shows to see, so you don't want to miss that. All right, go to The Pit. Betty Jo Tucker says it's in the chat room. The boxing movie show will be in 2 weeks. Oh, sorry, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And tomorrow you have award-winning filmmaker Rachel Mason to talk about her cinema rock opera, The Lives of Hamilton Fish. Well, that sounds just as fun, too. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Here's a little Danny Rosner for us now. I love this song.
Then you could dial 911.
Yeah, Danny Rosner. Danny Rosner, Honey County, the new group, she says. I want to check that out. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, World Talk Rock. Host the time, Cat Pecchione. That's Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All my blog talks are here. That's you, Steve Mendoza. He's always cooking up something funny, too. Love that, Steve Mendoza. Okay, what do we got going on here? I got a... Christmas is coming soon, huh? Well, don't forget, you can watch the Nancy Lombardo Christmas special. Steve Mendoza, come to my show. 1 p.m. at the Pit. Make your reservations today online, or if you go to my events on Facebook, it'll give you the link to make your reservations on. It's going to be wacky. You can also, if you can't come to my show, you can get my Christmas CD on CD Baby. It's called Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y. Just gives you a hint of the lunacy that is going to follow, right? I guess so. Let's say some Tom Carosa. Always fun.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell.
I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places. She liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill. Yeah, nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? 'Cause she turned out to be a boyfriend of mine.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Becomes an almost religious experience. Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roll promote, promote,
the
town.
Dee Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science is tricky.
Step two.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, drop, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee. Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
Drunk dude. You're kinda being inappropriate right now. What happened to you being a flamboyant gay man who doesn't like vagina at all? You touching me a lot kind of makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I think I don't like it. No. No. Honestly, if you weren't gay, I'd probably have freaked out a lot sooner. But I thought you were just being fun. And now it's not fun. I don't like being touched so much. Like this. Ooh, you're drunk. You are so drunk right now. Yeah, you are in my bubble. And I don't like it. And this bubble is only intended for men that I approve of, that are like near my age and prefer girls. Cause that would make sense. That would just make sense. I don't, there's really no other way. Why? That's just how it works. Sexual orientation. right? You seem to be having a blast. But maybe you could do that outside of my personal bubble. Yeah? In your own bubble of happiness. Okay? So you're not invited in this bubble. Sorry. Why don't you go and find some people who like being touched like this? Oh, look! Barbara Streisand drag queen! Isn't that interesting? That's way more interesting than me. You should go over there. Love, Camille. Yeah, desire.
Camille Theobald. You'll also be seeing her as part of the Pitt Solacom Festival. And I'm very happy my show was chosen as one of the top 10 shows to see at the festival. I think Camille's on Sunday as well. I think she's right before me, so I may not get to see her perform because I'll be too busy tensing up. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, and you know who you are. So it's the Pitt, Steve Mendoza. By the way, thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that wonderful promo you did. And not featured here today, but we'll say a shout-out, the Lone Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Chuck Skulls, Chuck's World of Mayhem, Monday mornings at 9 a.m. And oh, the heck with it, I'm going to sing the rest of this show. How about that? Ready, kids? Here we go. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And tomorrow, 'cause it's Tuesday, she'll be featuring a guest about a rock opera. And Chuck Skull, oh, how he makes me laugh with all his old nostalgia. You can listen to Chuck Saturdays at 10 a.m. and Mondays at 9 a.m. And Kat Zekion and Chuck, you can listen to them Saturdays at 8 p.m. I hope I got everybody's time slots right. Also, we have Cyanide all the way from across the water, somewhere near Amsterdam. It's Marco Polo time. The Steve Mendoza Show, now on Hate. But he always joins us and supportive, so go Facebook friend him, and when the show comes back, you go back too. And of course, the lovely and talented Gail Parento, you gotta love her. Don't forget to check out Honey County. I believe they have a Facebook page.